Meanwhile, a story that is just, there's no way to put lipstick on this pig. Even if the worst case scenario turns out to not be true, nothing makes this story in any way, shape, or form a good story. I mean, it's just a terrible story. The story that is currently being talked about regarding the former House Speaker Lee Chatfield. And thank God Chad Livengood has the duty of following up on this and is here to give us the very latest from Crane's Detroit Business. Chad, this is just, there's no way to look around this and find anything good. I'm going to let you just start the story.
No, Paul W., it's a pretty shocking story. So just to kind of get people up to speed, last week there was a leak out like Thursday evening that a story was coming that former House Speaker Lee Chatfield, allegations from his sister-in-law that he had sexually abused her or assaulted her as a teenager and continued to do so up until last July. She's now 26 years old. He's 33 years old. And that there was a state police investigation underway. We confirmed all that. And then over the weekend, Friday, Bridge Magazine reported an exclusive that they had an interview with this woman, Rebecca Chatfield, going public about her story, detailing how she alleges that Lee Chatfield groomed her as a student when she was attending the private Christian school in Northern Michigan that Lee Chatfield's dad, Rusty, runs as affiliated with his Baptist church in Northern Michigan, up in Emmett County near in the Levering area in Burt Lake, near just south of Mackinac City. This story from Bridge, and I'll give full credit to them. They did some tremendous reporting. They talked with Lee's brother, who detailed a whole lot of new allegations involving Lee's conduct in office, saying that he basically served as a driver, drove Lee around to strip clubs and rendezvous with other women. And Lee, on Friday as well, through his criminal defense attorney now, came out with a statement and admitted that he had had multiple affairs during his marriage. He's a married man with five children.
Oh my God!
But he denied that he assaulted his sister-in-law, saying that they've had an affair that's been going on for years. According to her account, it's close to a decade of abuse that she says even included being forced to have sex with him inside of an office inside the state capitol.
Was it the Bridge Magazine story that pointed out that she said she sometimes reached out to him, that she sometimes contacted him for them to get together? And she has no ability or right to be able to do that if she was 14 or 15 when that happened. But is that the story from Bridge, or was that floated out to try to make him somehow look better? Because there's nothing that can make him look good in this whole story. I mean, nothing. He better be on suicide. He should be on suicide watch.
I don't know where he's at, but that was in the Bridge story. And I would encourage people to go read Bridge Magazine's story. Even as a competitor, they have a very deeply reported story. They talked with Rebecca Chatfield for weeks in the month of December as she prepared to go public. She had already taken her complaint to the Lansing Police Department because she still resides in Lansing and some of the alleged assaults occurred. But she describes years of basically being controlled by Lee Chatfield. Even while she got married to his brother and they started a family and such, and Lee continued to have his own family and rise to power. The story also details just a lavish lifestyle Lee Chatfield was living, which we have to start to really scrutinize and wonder how. Legislators in Michigan make $72,000 a year. This story detailed how his brother was his chauffeur and would take him to the Shinola Hotel for to party and for rendezvous with other women, and other types of ritzy hotels and high priced meals and such. Now there's something of another story to this is the use of legislators who have these 501c4 nonprofit organizations that are not their campaign fund, but in my mind, Paul W., they are a legalized slush fund that lets legislators take unlimited contributions without having to disclose it, and they can say that there's some kind of a quote social welfare organization. Lee Chatfield's group spent almost $500,000 in 2020, the year he was termed out of office, on travel, meals, and entertainment. They're simply a way to hide money in politics, and that's one of the things that the story comes out and talks about is it makes a lot of allegations of misappropriation of funds. I think that's going to be maybe potentially part of the investigation by the state police is how this fund was used. And if that's the case, there are a lot of legislators in Lansing, past and present, who have some potential exposure here. Dozens of legislators have these funds. They are secretive. They do not have to disclose what they specifically spent money on, unlike a campaign committee or a political action committee. And it, in my mind, has been a source of potential corruption for years. And it's a part of this storyline. But we don't know all the facts yet. Lee Chatfield is, like anybody else, innocent until proven guilty. There is a state police investigation underway, and we'll see how that investigation plays out.
It's one of the most nauseating stories regarding an elected official, regarding a guy elected by the people, trusted by the people, to do a good job representing the people. And to hear all of this is just sickening, Chad. And, you know, I'm not killing the messenger. I'm just telling you, appreciate the hard work and the good work that Bridge Magazine has apparently done on this whole story. It's just, it's horrible. Every bit of it is horrible. Even the things that he's just admitted to, which I know he's innocent until proven guilty, but it's just astonishing, and it's just the beginning. We'll depend on you and others to help us, to guide us through this cesspool of a story. Thanks, Chad. Appreciate it.
Have a good day.
Yeah, Chad Livengood, Crane's Detroit business reporter. My God, what happened to this former House Speaker, Lee Chatfield? Or was it always there and we just didn't see it?